This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray. And this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, oh boy, it's time for Twangs and Cans with The Grogans, and the folk-tinged indie rock of Big Thief. Welcome to episode 190 of A Sonic Youth. This week we're looking at some of the best tracks from the new album by The Grogans. And later, we'll look at the new Big Thief single, plus a couple of favourite songs from their past releases. Opening the show was The Grogans, with their 2023 Triple J Like A Virgin cover of the Kinks classic You Really Got Me. Before we look further into the band, here's the powerful opening track Oh Boy, from their newly released LP Stagger. Big White Stripes vibes here.
Yeah.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was The Grogans with Oh Boy. Melbourne's The Grogans were formed in 2016, when high school friends Quinn Grundon and Angus Vasek met third member Jordan Lewis and began jamming together. They released a really impressive string of early EPs shortly thereafter. 2017's Twangs and Cans was especially compelling. We'll hear a song from that shortly. 2018's Grogan Grove produced the blissful summer groove Lemon to My Lime, which was their first track to gain significant airplay on Triple J, and remains their most popular track, so make sure to check that one out. Their debut album was 2019's Just What You Want, and they have since released four more, with this latest drop being their fifth LP. And it's an excellent album, returning to their grungy garage roots after a somewhat more experimental and punky effort last time. What stands out most is the richness of the sound, and the way they perfectly combined that grungy sound with poppy Australian surf rock. The opening track, as I mentioned, reminds me a lot of the White Stripes at their most intense. The other standout track from the new album is the sing-along rocker Social Cube. This one really shows off the guitar rocking out ability that this band has.
Thank you.
That was The Grogans with their new song Social Cue. These garagey indie rock tracks are not the sum of all the parts of The Grogans. A standout track from their aforementioned EP Twangs in Cans is this hauntingly beautiful late night campfire song Black. Oh yeah, by the way, The Grogans are touring here in New Zealand in early September. Get amongst it. Here's Black. That was The Grogans with Black. Next up, a look at Big Thief. They've just announced a new album, Double Infinity, and have released the first single. But first, a couple of days ago, I was watching one of those YouTube countdowns of the highest rated songs on the Rate Your Music website, which, as the title suggests, is an online music database and community. Standout tracks from that list included most deservedly songs as high as Farewell Transmission, and then at number 96, Big Thief with the track Simulation Swarm. And what a good song. Rich, poetic, lyrically dense, yet warm and catchy. I remember That was Big Thief, with apparently one of the highest rated songs of all time, Simulation Swarm. Big Thief formed when vocalist Adrian Lenker met guitarist Buck Meek around 2013, and the pair began performing as a duo and released a set of EPs. In 2015, they formed a full band and released their rightfully named debut album Masterpiece in 2016. This new album will be their sixth, due for release on the 6th of September. Lead singer-songwriter Adrian Lenker was born in Indianapolis, and she was raised in a Christian cult. When her family left the cult, they lived for a while out of a van. Lenker recalls living in 14 homes by the time she was 8. This childhood, along with a serious accidental injury from a railroad spike at age 5, and her parents divorcing, led to Lenker experimenting with substances from a relatively young age. After dropping out of high school, Lenker received a scholarship for a college of music and began releasing her own solo albums. Then, she met and later married Buck Meek to form Big Thief. They have since divorced, but remain close in the band. It's an interesting story, and one that undoubtedly lends itself to Lenker's remarkable songwriting ability. Here's the new single from that upcoming record. This is Incomprehensible. was Big Thief with their new single, Incomprehensible. I'm pretty sure this is the first time that I've played this band on the show before, but I've been listening to them on and off for a while. That debut masterpiece album is definitely a standout. The title track and the song Pool are favourites. Shark Smile from their second release is another standout. That's an especially beautiful song from a catalogue that's full of them. But the track which will close the show is from the 2019 album UFOF, recorded in a barn-turned studio in rural Washington State. The song is the title track, UFOF, with a second F in the acronym meaning friend. Next week, we're looking at a set of comedy indie rock tracks from the likes of The Chats, King Missile, and Flight of the Conchords. But to see us off, here's UFOF. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.